All right, ladies and gentlemen, we've reached a point in our meeting where it's time for our public hearings. We appreciate your being with us this evening, giving up your Thursday evening to participate in your planning and zoning process. Assure you that anyone who wishes to speak on a given application will be given the opportunity to do so at the appropriate time and in accordance with the rules of the commission. Speaking of the rules of the commission, allow me to direct your attention to our esteemed pinch-hitting counsel to my left and your right, who will have a few well-chosen words to share with you about the way we conduct our meetings and the way we would like you to conduct yourselves.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is Jim Griffin, and I'm sitting in for Vince Robertson tonight, who's out of town. This is the time for the scheduled public hearings before the commission, as shown on tonight's agenda. These hearings are conducted under the rules of the commission. All commission matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open meetings. Everyone present is invited to stay throughout the meeting to view the deliberations and any votes on pending applications. In addition, these proceedings are broadcast on the internet at sussexcounty.gov. Everyone in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion with no applause or other disruptive behavior permitted. Please do not do anything to distract from the proceedings and follow the direction of the chairman. If you have a BlackBerry, telephone, or similar device, we ask that you turn it off or switch it to silent service. The hearings will be conducted as follows. First, the application will be announced, and the director will review the application and describe any agency comments or correspondence that has been received. Then the applicant will present and explain its application to the commission and can present any relevant exhibits and testimony in support of his application. The commission may question the applicant and any witnesses called by the applicant at any time. After the applicant completes their presentation, the chairman will invite public comment. Supporters will go first, followed by any opponents. If there is a spokesperson or an attorney representing an organized group or a client, we ask that they identify themselves and speak first. When speaking to the commission, please come to the podium and first identify yourself by name and place of residence before you make your statement. We ask that you be concise, avoid repetition. The chairman has the authority to set reasonable time limits on testimony from the applicant and the audience and has the ability and authority to terminate testimony that is irrelevant or unduly repetitious. Any direct questioning or cross-examination of the applicant, supporters, or opponents will be, or no direct questioning or cross-examination of the applicant, supporters, or opponents will be permitted. If you have a question, that should be directed to the commission, and the commission will direct the question to the appropriate person if it believes that it is necessary to do so. There will be no rebuttal by the applicant unless requested or permitted by the commission. Also, individuals supporting or opposing the application will only be allowed one opportunity to speak to the commission. Thank you.
All right, sir, we thank you.